again, your old friend Bongo. I'd like to show you some of my tricks. First, some fancy juggling. And then I catch it on my nose. On my nose. And then I catch it on my toe. Well, folks, I gotta run along now. Gotta practice a new trick for my boss. I heard him say this morning that he'd like to see me catch it in the neck. How was that, Dad?
Very funny.
Not laughing.
Oh.
Oh, hi, dear.
Oh, hey, Mom, you want to watch the show?
Yes, but not just this minute.
Oh,
Alex.
Oh, what's that?
Hey, Mary, you want to watch the show?
No.
Yes, of course you do, dear. Upstairs.
Oh?
Oh, of course I do. Upstairs.
Oh, now, wait a minute. What's coming on?
Nothing.
Oh, wait, I need my stage. I need my props.
Jeff, don't be such a ham. Upstairs.
Honey. No, it's quite a while before your birthday, but...
But what?
Well, this is something that you can use, so, why not have it right away? Now, guess.
Well, how about a hint?
Let's see. It almost fills the box, and, it's round.
A medicine ball, just what I've always wanted.
And why would I give you a medicine ball?
Well, you gave me a moose call once.
That was just a joke.
I couldn't even call Jeff with it.
No, this is something that's, well, it's sentimental.
Darling, my old tennis shoes preserved in bronze.
Oh, but you're impossible. Here.
And we'll go off.
As a matter of fact, we'll also open it very carefully.
Well, what do you know? A jar.
An apothecary jar.
Yeah, a regular apothecary jar.
You'd never guess what it's for.
Well, it's for an apothecary, obviously.
Oh, honey, it's for your tobacco. Isn't it perfect?
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Thank you, darling.
Honey, that isn't all. Take the lid off.
Oh, it does go off.
Don't you recognize it?
Melancholy Baby.
Our song. Honey, they played it the whole time we were on our honeymoon.
Oh, yeah, they sure did. They sure did. Oh, sweetheart.
I knew you'd love it. Oh, honey, will you ever forget that song?
Will you?
Honey, it looks very nice there.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
You know, darling, I'll think of you every time I load a pipe.
Hey, Dad, what'd she give you?
Oh, wait till you just see.
A jar.
It's a tobacco jar. Honey, take the lid off.
Hey, neat. Let me see it.
Careful.
Oh, it's just in the bottom. You unscrew it.
Answer the door, dear.
Okay. Oh, hiya, Doc. Come on in.
Hi, Jeff. Hello, Alex.
Hi,
Donna.
Hi, Jeff.
I've come borrowing, as usual.
Uh-huh.
Have you gotten flamed by some recipe she read in the evening paper? Fish and jelly or some darn thing.
Aspic.
Yeah, asp and jelly. Anyway, she'd like to borrow a ring mold. Or is it a moldy ring?
It's a ring mold. I have one someplace.
Imagine taking a perfectly good fish and burying it in jelly. It's a horrible way to go. But that's the power of the press.
You'll get jellyfish and like it.
Yes.
Oh, good heavens. I borrowed Evie's ring mold. I forgot to return it. Oh, Alex, show Jim the present I got you.
Oh, yes.
Jeff, clear this out. I want to set the table for dinner.
Hey, Dr. Jim, you want to see a show?
Not Jeff. Dr. Higgins didn't come here to see a show.
What's that?
Tobacco jar.
Very nice.
Well, you see what happens when I lift the lid.
What's the matter, Dad? Don't you like it?
I love it, and don't let me catch you saying a word.
Excuse me. Jeff, would you climb up and look in the cupboard for me?
Yes, go help your mother. Beautiful, huh, Jim?
Yes.
They told me at the gift shop those are made in very limited quantities.
It has an irritating feature.
Melancholy baby, eh? Pretty tricky. Yeah,
the trick is to get at the tobacco without starting the darn thing. If there's one tune I can't stand, it's Melancholy Baby.
It is his Donna's way of getting you to give up smoking.
She insists on thinking that it's our song. I haven't told her this, but... Remember when we were interns? Do you remember a girl named Gertrude Doubleday? Hmm? Oh. That was before I met Donna.
Gertie Doubleday, of course. Gertie.
I don't know if you ever went out with her, but...
How could I? You were always over there.
Yeah, well, anyway, Gertie was strong for mood music. Well, she had just this one record of Melancholy Baby. That's all she ever played. You remember those old 78 records only play for about 3 minutes or so? Well, you just begin to think you're getting somewhere when Gertie would jump up and change the record. Not change it, start it again. Well, I got so sick of Melancholy Baby, one day I just rushed out of her place screaming. Well, but, you know, but... Gertie wasn't the type to be put off. She'd call me up and play the thing to me over the phone. Our song.
I wonder whatever became of Gertie.
I think she's making these things.
So how come Donna thinks it's her song?
Oh, well, see, Donna and I spent a 3-day honeymoon at the old Carton Hotel, you know? Mm. Well, our room was right over the ballroom. And the saxophones all night long be bleeding out Melancholy Gertie, the baby. Anyway, fortunately for me, I went into shock. So you see this?
I found the ring, Mold. Gosh, tell Abby I'm sorry. You know, I borrowed this for a luncheon, and I completely...
Don't apologize. I'm sorry you found it. How does she expect to fit a fish into that?
Well, get a flexible fish.
Thanks.
Eel would do nicely.
Any other suggestions?
Well, a school of sardines playing Ring Around the Rosie.
Pay attention to him. It'll be delicious.
Sure it will.
Oh. I love your gift, Donna.
Oh. Melancholy Baby. Brings back memories, doesn't it?
You'll never know.
Good night, you two.
Good night, Jim. Doctor.
Hey, it ran down.
Jeff, leave that thing alone.
Well, I'm just winding it up.
There's no need to wind it up.
Well, it won't play if you don't.
That's right. That's right, Jeff. Crank it up.
Well, let's just stack the dishes. We'll do them in the morning. I may be arrested for this, but I'm in no mood for doing dishes tonight.
Hey, Mom, now can I give you a show? You know, Eddie and we're going to make a lot of money, you know, doing shows for kids on their birthdays.
Yeah, honey, that's fine, but...
And we're going to build a real jazzy stage with lights and scenery and everything. Hey, sit down and I'll give you a show.
Don't you have homework?
Homework?
Don't you?
Okay, I can take a hint. All you got to do is hit me over the head lightly.
We'll watch you as soon as you're finished. Dear, have you cut down on your smoking lately?
No.
Haven't heard our song in hours.
Oh. Well, would you,
No, I'll fill it for you.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Darling, remember when we checked in at the Hotel Carton on our honeymoon?
Oh, mm-hmm.
Flowers waiting for us in our room. Remember the view of the lake?
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful lake.
I'll light it for you.
Oh.
Do you remember what you whispered to me?
I love you?
No. You put your arm around my waist and put your cheek next to mine. And said, gee, I'll bet the trout are really jumping down there.
Okay.
And then someone in a canoe started playing a guitar. Do you remember what song it was? Remember, darling? And then, just like in the movies, the band downstairs started playing the same song. We danced all alone in our room, as if there were no one else in the whole wide world. Isn't it?
Nothing. Just didn't want my tobacco getting dried out. Don't be upset.
No, I'm not upset. Just going up to bed.
But Donna, look, honey, I didn't really mean...
Really? I'm not upset? But I don't think that was the particular moment for you to worry about how dry your tobacco was getting.
Are you guys through?
Through what?
Oh, doing whatever you were doing.
We're through.
Hey, Dad, what's the matter with her? What's the matter with him?
Good morning, darling.
Well, Alex, how long have you been up? Oh, and you've done all the dinner dishes from last night. Oh, honey, you shouldn't have. But I am grateful. Alex.
Yeah?
Honey, I'm sorry about last night. I don't know what got into me.
Oh.
I guess I just get overly sentimental sometimes.
Oh, listen, it was my fault.
But somehow I got the feeling that you don't like my present.
Oh, no, honey, you couldn't be more mistaken. I love it.
You do?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, of course.
Because it was rather expensive, and I'd hate to...
Oh, darling, I love it. How expensive?
Oh, don't worry. I took it out of the household expenses. Oh. Alex? Where is it?
Oh, I put it in my office.
Your office?
Yes, after all, that's where I spend most of my time, and I wouldn't want to be without it even for a minute.
Oh, darling.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
We said good morning.
You know, I don't understand this family. One minute you're scrapping and the next minute you're clinching. Boy, talk about being fickle.
I gotta
get breakfast. Oh. No, Jerry, no deer. There you are, Miss
Delmar. Oh, Jerry, no.
Cute little fellow. Well.
Come on, dear.
We'll try this prescription for about 3 days, Mrs. Delmar, and if he doesn't show a lot of improvement, you call me and I'll take another look at it. But I...
Jerome! Oh, now, give it to him, Jerome. Give it to the nice doctor. Give it! Jerome, is that nice? I'm sorry, doctor.
Oh, it's perfectly all right. We all have to vent our pent-up aggressions.
Wait till I get you home.
Even parents, I suppose.
Thank you, doctor.
I hope that prescription will help, Mrs. Delmar.
Well, I don't know if it'll help his disposition any. He gets that from his father. Maybe I'll give him some, too.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Jerry.
Your new saw.
Oh, sure, Jeff. Look, Jeff, would you just take this and put it someplace for me?
Oh, sure, Dad. Are you sure it's okay about the saw, I mean?
Yeah, just be careful.
Oh, thanks. Hey, if you get a chance, come on outside and look at it. You think we got a real neat one?
Dr. Mason, please.
Hey, this would be neat for our show. Music like in the movies. Is it all right, Dad?
Yeah, I said it was okay, Jeff.
Oh, thanks. Thanks again.
Just be careful. Those teeth are sharp. Yeah, yes, I'll wait. Thank you.
Okay, everybody. Okay, everybody, quiet. The show's about to begin now. Petey, please stop blowing the horn. Petey. Thanks. Okay, open the curtain. Again, your old friend Charlie the Crow. Boy, am I tired. I just flew in from my hometown, San Francisco. Oh, yes, I'm tired and I'm hungry, too. Do you know that all I had for lunch was a crowbar? Okay, start the music box.
It's run down.
Well, wind it up, you dope.
You do it. I'm all tangled up with a spook.
Yes, sir. I ain't afraid of nobody. But nobody. And there's nobody in this whole wide world that can scare me. That's right. I'm a brave one. Well, I'm getting kind of tired, so I think maybe I better lay down and rest before dinner.
Hey, you lazy crow. Wake up.
Go away, Scarecrow. I told you I'm not afraid of you.
I'm not a Scarecrow.
Well, go away. Beat it. I don't care who you are.
Okay. You asked for it.
Hey, where's gun? Holy smoke, the spook! I mean, oh! Holy smoke, the spook! I mean, oh! Hey! Don't touch your grip. Getting all tangled here.
Your crow's on my spook. Now get him off!
Oh, I can't tell your strings from mine. Kids, there's going to be a short intermission while we untangle the actors. That's okay, Petey.
Hey,
no.
Sit down. That's okay, Petey.
No. Petey. Say, Petey.
Oh,
Petey,
look at
that.
Get off.
Shh.
Come on. Oh. Get off.
Oh, boy.
No, go ahead. I'm not doing a thing. What did old Doc Holliday say? Yeah?
Honey, I don't want to disturb you, but...
Excuse me a second.
I'd like to show it to Evie. Do you mind?
What?
Your tobacco jar. Where is it?
Honey, I had to put it out of reach. You know, every kid who came in here wanted to play with it. I didn't want it to get broken.
Well, could I? Evie's waiting. She's on her way downtown. It's her anniversary, and she wants to surprise Jim. I told her it would be perfect.
Excuse me. Hold on just a moment, Doctor. Honey, I'm kind of ganged up right now with a sort of a consultation. Oh, maybe the next time Eddie comes by.
I didn't want to disturb you.
Sorry, just caught me at a bad time.
Honey, I didn't realize. I'm sorry, dear.
Ed, look, can you call me back? I a little problem here. Yeah. Bye.
Jeff, would you come in here, please?
Yeah, Dad?
What'd you do with the jar?
The jar?
Yeah, I want it back here fast.
Oh, Dad,
Don't let your mother see you.
Oh, Dad, there's a little problem.
Problem? You didn't break it.
Me? No, of course not. Petey did.
What does Petey have to do with it?
Well, you said we could use it for the show.
I said what?
You said we could use it for the show. And besides that, it's not exactly broken. It's just out of adjustment.
Can it be repaired?
Well, we'll let you know later. We got it apart now.
Oh, no.
Well, Dad, all we got to do is figure out how to put
Jeff,
it back
what together. What am I going to tell your mother?
Well, Dad, it isn't exactly ruined. It's just separated.
Melancholy baby. Why couldn't it have been the medicine ball?
Medicine ball? I don't think I know that song. People give you something and they act like you hijacked it.
Who?
They get in the doghouse and then they gotta drag you in with them.
Jeff, what are you talking about?
Dad, he's trying to blame me.
Blame you for what?
For his darn old tobacco jar.
You mean the one mutt? What happened to it?
Petey fell on it.
Well, for heaven's sakes, is that Daddy's fault?
Well, is it mine?
Mary? How are the cookies coming?
Oh, fine, Mother.
Well, they look good. Jeff, are you going out?
Well, I was just going to go over to Eddie's.
Oh. Well, don't be late for dinner. Honey, don't let the oven get too hot.
Huh? No, Mother.
Listen, Mary, don't say anything about this to Mother.
Say anything to Mother? Well, for goodness sakes, Jeff, what kind of a person do you think I am? Do they have one? The same kind? Oh.
Where's your father?
Well, he went out a little while ago, but he didn't say where. Mother, I feel just terrible that I told you about the jar, but it was the best thing to do, wasn't it?
Of course, darling. Your father must feel terrible.
That's what I mean.
I know just what he's going through. Same thing happened to me once. You know, your father bought me a very expensive pair of earrings. And I misplaced them. I mean, they were nowhere to be found. And, well, I didn't have the courage to tell him about them.
Mother, what are you going to say to Daddy when you give him the new jar?
Well, on the way home, I got to thinking about those earrings.
What about them?
Well, when I finally found the courage to admit it to him, he teased me unmercifully. He said that it was a psychic betrayal, that I really didn't like them. I was trying to get rid of them.
Did you ever find them?
Yes. You'll never guess where. In his pocket. I had given them to him to keep for me, and he knew it. So, I think we'll have a little fun with your father.
How, Mother, how?
Oh, just a minute. Oh, quick, that's Daddy. Hide it, quick. Yeah, good.
Alex, darling.
Oh, hi.
Where have you been, dear?
Oh, just out for a walk. A few errands.
Yes.
I'll be right with you.
All right, dear.
Mother, what are you going to do? What?
Well, something on your mind, darling?
No, dear, no. Oh, yes, by the way, I know how busy you've been. And Evie's coming by in just a few minutes, and I want to show her the present that I gave you. So could I have it now so that I won't have to disturb you later?
Sure.
He's gone in there to think of an answer.
Wait. Get it out. Come on over here.
There you are, darling.
Hey, Dad, we got it fixed.
That song, darling, the more you hear it, the more you hear it. My trophies. What in the world are we going to do with them?
We could always open a pharmacy. Well, I think they look cute up there.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. Donna.
Yes, dear?
Before I met you, there was a girl named Gertrude Doubleday. Melancholy Baby was popular at the time, and it just happened to be her favorite song. No, she didn't mean a thing to me, not a thing, believe me. As a matter of fact, when she got married, I didn't even send her a present.
Alex? Let's send her three.